There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Just got off the phone with Larry Nichols. He will be with us tomorrow, Tuesday. Captain John Reagan, this Confederate flag flying seems to be getting a lot of interest. And you know, there was a person who went to the Redwood County flea market. And this person saw some Nazi memorabilia, Confederate flags, and called 911. The police investigated, and they said no laws were broken. But this particular shopper said he was shaking and almost vomited because he saw some Nazi memorabilia that was not authentic and a Confederate flag or Confederate flags that were not authentic. And it seems to be something that is causing a lot of discussion. What are your thoughts on that, John Reagan?
Hopefully I'll have my report together for next week. I'll be talking a lot about that and other things. But we're now in the era of, you know, shutting down our freedom of speech if your speech offends somebody. Now, there is no right in the Constitution to not be offended, but, you know, that doesn't matter to this government. And, of course, the only people that are allowed to be offended are the Christians.
Okay. Well, this town resident said there were helmets with swastikas, images of Hitler, and other historical Nazi items. It says, quote, "I was shaking and almost vomiting," unquote, he tells the paper. "I had to run. My grandmother had numbers referring to the digits the Nazis would tattoo on prisoners." And so the caller complained that the Confederate items were not authentic and were replicas of flags and weapons. Well, I don't know. I don't know of too many original Confederate flags that have survived. It's not like original memorabilia from World War II, where you could get, you know, Nazi daggers that are authentic and Nazi flags that are authentic. And as a matter of fact, we have some of them here that I purchased, absolutely authentic daggers, knives, flags, documents, you know, original documents from the Nazi era. We have some death cards, thousands of death cards, because we were interested in researching history from the bottom up. And what is not typically known is that most of the Nazi soldiers were Christians. And when they died, well, they had these funeral cards printed, but from photographic plates that were taken as a photograph, if you will, before the soldier was killed. And so on one side of these death cards, and they were the size of a playing card, if you will, or a funeral card that you see in today, at funeral homes today. But on one side would be the photograph of the fallen, and on the other side would be some religious symbol, with some text, but the religious symbol would be a cross, a picture of an image of Mary or Jesus on the cross, or some Christian religious symbol. Most of them had that. Very few didn't have that. And that's something that, that we just don't think about. But we have the proof right here. And so, is there these... I'm reading that this person who called 911 because there was a Confederate flag or flags doesn't think that they should be there because they're used as symbols of hate. I don't know if that's true. As a matter of fact, I don't think it is true. I don't think they're used as symbols of hate. I kind of think that the rebel flag is a symbol of states' rights. And I kind of like the idea of free speech. I really do like the idea of free speech. Now, it doesn't mean I think a person should be able to yell fire in a crowded theater and cause a stampede and have people run over each other in panic. Of course not. But I think we should be able to comment on what we feel is true or what we learn is true about whatever the subject matter may be. What do you think?
Yeah, and like I say, unfortunately, what we're seeing ramp up right now is trying to shut everybody up because somebody gets offended. In fact, another article that came out this week, Whataburger is asking gun owners to not do the open carry in their restaurants once it takes effect later this year.
Oh, okay.
Because people in the restaurant, you know, get nervous when they see a gun.
Well, okay, then what about the police? If you have a blue coat or a black coat, are they privileged?
Of course they are.
Okay, well, all right, then how about this? How about we vote with our wallets? So what a burger doesn't want us to go in with a handgun, right?
It's okay if you take it concealed.
Okay. All right. But if the cops walk in open carry, then we should not patronize them, right? Because if they let the cops in with open carry, and that's what cops do, right? I'm talking about the blue coats, the black coats. They have open carry. And I find that really intimidating. I really do. Because I see these guys with body armor. What are they worried about? What are they worried about that they have to have body armor? A couple sets of handcuffs, and a taser, and extra magazines, and mace, and a two-way radio, and another gun hidden someplace. What are they worried about? Is it really that bad? I haven't seen it. As a matter of fact, I don't like going where the cops are. I got a big problem right now because I didn't want the cops coming to our expo. And I told the city that. And the city declared war on me because they think the cops can push their way around. They think, cops seem to think that they can just come in. They can come into whatever the event is because they're cops. They've got a free entry pass because they're cops. They don't. And for those of you who have conventions planned, I suggest that you consider having your convention planned someplace other than a city or a county facility. Have it someplace else. Try to have a private facility. Maybe you can work with the Lions Club or something like that, where maybe they don't have the cameras going with facial recognition capabilities. Why would you want to go to an event like that? And I suggest that maybe we all get cowboy hats to cover us up. We've got, let's see, Michael from New York. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, Vincent, perhaps trying hydrogen peroxide, the 35% version, okay, and if the plants are really suffering, perhaps maybe making it somewhere around a 50-50 dilution, maybe 30-70 with 70 parts, the 35% solution and 30% pure water. And that really helps the plants tremendously. And
okay,
under
help them recover.
Stress factors.
Will it help them recover, Michael?
If anything, will. And it's, you know, of course, I'm sure it's not nutrient related because you guys are, you know what you're doing. So yeah. When it's a stress from an environmental factor, if anything's going to do it, that will do it.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this right. Take 35% hydrogen peroxide solution. I can mix it 50-50 with, let's say, ProPure water. And then mist the leaves that
yes.
are... Okay. The leaves are really... I mean, they turn black.
Yeah, it's you know, if they're salvageable, I can't see how they look, but if they are salvageable, if they're, you know, then this is the stuff that could save them.
Okay.
It's also,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say for like, septoria, you know, the blight, which is a bacteria, causes a wilt, and mm-hmm. it's also excellent for that too.
Okay. And, I've got pictures of chemical spraying, like, directly overhead. I'm not talking about to the left or right, north or south or east or west. I'm talking about directly over our farm. It's almost like they said, okay, that's it right there. Okay, we'll just do a flyover right there.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And we've noticed that across the road from us, there was a puddle from the rain. And it has foam. This puddle is foaming. Other puddles are foaming. The ponds have this thick blanket of green, like a rug. It's like a shag rug of green algae. And the cows go swimming, and they come out with these green algae blotches.
Is it algae, or is it definitely algae?
That's algae.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's green algae, you know, you don't have to. You wouldn't have to worry about it making them sick anyway. The green algae is healthy as a food. It is healthy, and so that's not a concern as far as that goes. But it is curious with what's going on down there. But we get bombarded with chemtrails constantly up here as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to mention one other thing.
All right, well, hold your thought, and we'll come back on the other side of the break. Michael from New York, John Reagan, Finfinelli, USAPreparers.com. By now you know that USAPreparers.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparers.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPreparers.com. That's USAPreparers.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparers.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let's meet up tonight, and we'll be talking about security cameras, how to install them. We'll be talking about solar power, part three. Randy's going to be teaching the seminar. He's our electrician instructor. And I'll be talking about why I say the things I say. Michael, please continue.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention something on a flag, but it just occurred to me as well, and this is a great little secret of raising up tomato plants and others, that vitamin C. You get frozen orange juice concentrate. Give them a good dose. Just let it thaw out. Mix it up with some water. Doesn't matter how strong it is. The stronger, the better. Let it bring in a lot of the vitamin C into that plant, and it really makes a difference on their structure, the quality of their growth, their health. It's great stuff. And it's already acetic, and the tomato plants love that. And I use it on my blueberries as well. It's a little secret there. It's a great, cheap way. Keeping your plants nice and healthy. And a little bit goes a long way. Once you got them all nice and healthy, it doesn't take much. You don't have to do it often. Maybe once a week you go around and give everybody a dose. So you might want to employ that too.
Okay. When you say vitamin C and you say orange juice, can you use just ascorbic acid?
Well, I wouldn't. You could, and it would be effective to some degree, but since it's not pure whole vitamin C, it's not molecularly intact with the elements that naturally occurring vitamin C has. Yeah, only so much can be absorbed, and with a human body anyway, the rest is wasted away and goes out as waste. So I think you're way better off going natural and getting the frozen orange juice concentrate. It's concentrated in that little packet. A little bit goes a long way.
Very good.
The plant will take up
anything
all of it. Whatever the roots come in contact with, it will absorb it. You know, on the Confederate flag, guys, here's what's going on. Of course, it was all prearranged. I mean, this was part of their agenda. They already knew they were going to attack the Confederate flag first. And that's a precedent for the next step, and that is the red, white, and blue. The stars, red, white, and blue. They're coming after that, and they're going to try to ban that because the United Nations can't allow any memory of American heritage, and this is what's going on here right now with the infusion, the invasion of foreigners, nothing in common with our culture. And so just recall, as evidence of what I just said, let's recall when Obama and his transgender wife, Mitchell, came into office, and they weren't saluting our flag during ceremonies. They were questioned as to why, and he stated that he finds that a symbol of oppression, violence, warfare. You know, when the Star Spangled Banner with the bombs bursting in midair, you know, it's not, it's just not, he didn't, you know, he was already showing his colors about, he's un-American, of course. But now, obviously, what they did with the Confederate flag was a warm-up to what they're really going to go after next. And they'll justify it with all the wars they got us entangled in abroad. We're busting down civilian stores and interfering with their lives, their sovereignty, and all that. We're the new Nazis. We're the new commies on the planet, patrolling around, pushing our way into everybody. But it's all, of course, to bring about the United Nations takeover of those countries. They're using our muscle, our gut, blood and guts and muscle to do it, of course. We're being duped like that. But to the world, it's the red, white, and blue stars and stripes. That's the enemy. And so this is setting the precedent, and this is what's next, you guys. You can bank on it. This is what they're going to do next.
Michael in New York, hey, thanks so much. I have never seen this before. It looks like every single line is lit up. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
God bless, gentlemen.
Matthew in Texas, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
All the lines lit up. All right, I'll try to go fast. Hi, guys. How you doing? I'm going to have to disagree with the whole hydrogen peroxide aspect. I like to go with compost tea. I think it's better for the soil to add bacteria and fungi that are beneficial instead of just killing everything off. It kind of goes back to last week. We were talking about EM waves, and it's like instead of unplugging them, why can't we find shielding? And that's what I think we're doing when we add in compost tea to soil. We're shielding it.
Yeah, I think Michael was talking about adding oxygen from hydrogen peroxide. I think that's where he's going with that, but we can ask him next time he calls. Anything else, Matthew?
Yes, sir. One more point on the other side, if we could.
Okay, hold that thought, and we'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Mike and Mark, please hold the line.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And Matthew in Texas, please continue.
So I think it's very interesting, Vince, that for the past 2 days, and this has been a habit on your show, that everybody who calls is a biblical name. But I digress. So my point here, we're going to chemtrails. Yesterday I saw an invisible rain. I call it invisible because my girlfriend didn't see it, but she doesn't have it, the vision I do. But I've seen this multiple times, and it's basically this clear rain you can see at dusk or dawn. I've only seen it on a green background in the trees. but it looks like something is raining. I mean, if you just sit there, it kind of looks like it's fuzzy, but if you focus, you can see it. And so I'm curious, and I'd like to hear other people's, you know, around the nation, if anybody else has seen what it looks like, is chemtrail rain. Maybe that's a new term.
Are you, Matthew, are, can you feel this? Because lately I've been wearing T-shirts. Normally when I'm out on the farm, I'm on the tractor. If I'm going to be out there for hours, I'll be wearing a long sleeve shirt, light colored, so I don't get the full effect of the sun when I flip the collars up to protect my neck, and I wear a hat and actually wear safety glasses because they wrap around my face even more to protect my eyes. But for the last couple of days, I've been wearing short sleeve shirts, and I can feel something landing on my arms and my skin. But I don't
see it.
And it
almost feels kind of wet.
Yes. It's exactly right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. And for the same reason, I was out doing the yard yesterday, and I went back in and put a long sleeve on. I mean, I wear a hat and everything and boots and, you know, Marine Corps pants that I have. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Like, it's coming down, and you can feel it. And I'm curious if other people around the nation can see it. So you guys are listening. You guys, you know, you see it, call in and tell us about it.
Hey, let's be absolutely clear, Matthew. So when I'm out in the sun, not protected by a sunshade on or a canopy on a tractor or a cab, I feel these. It feels like a very tiny drop of rain. It feels wet.
Right.
And I look and I go, is it raining? Did it just start raining? And I look at my arm, and I can't see anything. But I felt it.
It almost seems like it's nanotechnology, like forming small droplets that we don't conceive are possible but are existing type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That seems to be in concert with what I am feeling. John Reagan, have you felt anything like this?
No, but I haven't seen a lot of chemtrails in the area since I moved.
Okay.
Where are you at?
I didn't
move there.
In Dallas.
Oh, goodness, you're not looking up then. Dallas is covered like every day, man. I'm in Greenville, like an hour north of there, and I mean, I see them all the time. All the time. And that's like where the shower was yesterday. It was clear as could be in the sky. And that's what's weird, because there was like a clear blue sky, and then there was just this rain from nowhere. Like, you could feel it, like Vince is talking about. I don't know. All right, I'll let you get on to Mark and Mike. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks so much, Matthew.
All right.
Mike in Tennessee, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you might want to have a class on flag protocol as far as displaying the flag, what it means when it's positioned in certain directions and orientations, and answer the question, perhaps, is this the American flag or is this the United States Corporation flag?
Mm. You're talking about the military flag. You're talking about the fringe. You're talking about the admiralty. You're talking about what?
Well, yeah, you're opening up all kinds of doors there that we can go down. I mean, these are things that people need to know. When you walk into a court and you see a gold fringe flag, that is an admiralty flag. That means you're boarding a ship. The judge is the captain, and this is admiralty law. They are not exercising constitutional law. I actually saw a photograph in an old book of a flag in a constitutional court, and it was deemed as a trial in a constitutional court, and there was no gold fringe on the flag. As a matter of fact, there was no flag there. No flag at all. So I didn't know if there's any experts out there that might be able to bring that up. But what people need to realize is that your state is a corporation. It's a sub-corporation of the United States. And every town and municipality is a sub-corporation of the state corporation. They have a charter. That's why you can tell they're a corporation. It's all capital letters. That's another indication. But the reality is that these corporate employees, the people that wear the blue and the black and whatever, They only have jurisdiction where those corporations have jurisdiction, and on property that has been consecrated and set aside for religious purposes, Native American land, so forth, they do not have jurisdiction. There is places they won't tell you this, but if you're, you know, this is why you did what you did at your expo. I was at one of those. I witnessed the entire ceremonial event, and the postings were put up. Easy for anybody that's a government employee to understand that you can come as a free individual and, you know, citizen, but you're not welcome as a government troll in here. You don't have jurisdiction. And it's a sad day when you are the only person standing up and supporting that right to be left alone. You paid for a venue where you were a private citizen having a private event where you can choose who you can let in and not let in. You can ask people to leave if they become rowdy or if they do not conform to your standards at the event. And those people that come in intimidating people with guard dogs and such, they didn't conform to your standards. And I believe I wasn't there, but I believe you asked them to leave. And where was the person that taught you and I both this truth, if not way far behind you, so far behind you that he was out of sight?
Yeah,
and I can't understand why that occurs without offending people probably. But the fact is that we do have areas that are off limits to government. They do not have jurisdiction. We have to understand that. We have to recognize it and demand it and enforce it and go after these people because they're the ones that are breaking the law. You've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. And we have a right to be left alone. I wish that the person that promoted this would have taken the initiative to confront those people and given them an educational lesson on why they can't do what they're doing. That would have been the proper thing to do. Walk the walk. If they're going to, as they say, walk sacred, they need to walk sacred and they need to talk sacred. They need to be willing to stand before the giant with just a sling and a stone and in that event, their feather and the truth. And I think that they would have gained credibility. Perhaps the police would have been better educated, informed, and would have come on board with us. That's how you make relations. You bring people to the truth. You don't run and hide and point fingers and then threaten those people that are trying to stand that, oh, well, I'll side with the government and testify against you because I'm not going to be threatened with being imprisoned again. Intimidation is a strong medicine. Unfortunately, some people would rather drink the Kool-Aid than stand against the tyranny.
Mike, I'm finding fewer and fewer villagers who are willing to stand up. I really am. I'm finding that they find it fascinating that some of us are willing to stand up, but it's safer. It's safer if they don't stand up for them. And it's really disappointing. And as you said, I was at the Get Prepared Expo and the cops came and I approached them and I said, look, guys, you can't be here in uniform after 6 o'clock. Because we're going to be consecrating this ground as sacred. And they were so offended that I was picking on them because of what they do for a living. And the answer is, yeah, that's exactly right. I was picking on them because of what they do for a living. They chose that. I didn't make them become cops. I didn't make them wear a gun. I didn't make them handle a canine team. And canines are one step below SWAT. And that's what they came in as. They came in as the canine team. And the city manager said, well, there's a natural curiosity as to what you guys are doing. Okay, you want to be curious, just like everybody else? Go to the front, take your uniform, don't wear your uniform, pay your $8 to come in. And you can be like the rest of us. But if you're going to come in uniform with guns and intimidate us in your official capacity, it's unacceptable. And I told them that. And that started, and they declared war on USA Prepares. I'm talking about the city of Lebanon, Missouri Corporation. And I had a meeting. I had a meeting with the city manager. And I explained to him that we were the tenant. He said, we own the building. We're going to do whatever we want. If the cops want to come in, they're going to come in. And I said, we're the tenant. We rented it, and we don't want the cops. And you guys destroyed our expo. It's unacceptable. And I said, it's just the way it is. We'd love to have your business. So, oh, you'd love. And they referred to us as business. They wanted the revenue. They wanted the revenue from us. But they declared war on us. It's on their terms. So that's why I said, for those of you who are thinking about having some kind of a convention or an event, don't have it at a city facility, at a government corporate facility. Don't do that. Have it on a private facility where you actually can control who comes in. Because, frankly, I was not looking for the second American Revolution to start in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. I was not looking forward to that. And what happened? I was standing alone. I was literally standing alone. And a guy, actually a couple guys who were watching it from 10 feet, 15 feet away, didn't step up and say, hey, what's this all about? No one came in to help me. Nobody. Nobody.
I wasn't there.
Oh, I know. I know. If Mike Parsons was there, there'd be two of us. There's no question about it. And if Silent Night was there, there'd be three of us. No question about it.
And the thing is that they would be getting a tag team of education, something that others should have stepped up and done. And you view this as an opportunity to make relations, as is taught.
And the interesting thing about all this is the cops were so outraged that I told them this, that they went up to Aaron Dakins, who was at the USA Prepares booth in the front of the expo, because I met with the cops in the back of the expo where they snuck in. And they were complaining about me. They were complaining to Aaron Dakins about me. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool: a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Mark in Philadelphia, you're on. We've got about 2 minutes, and we've got Silent Knight who's waiting on hold.
Okay, sure. Vince, I want to acknowledge you and the A-team there. I want to ask the captain about what recently happened. All these things that happened seem like they're coincidences. I don't think so. The Confederate flag, correct me if I'm wrong, the United Nations just announced in the last month that the Alamo is now one of their heritage sites, as if the United Nations is going to take it over and oversee it now for us. Is that, you know?
Right. It's, and you're going to be seeing more. We're going to be surprised a lot over the next year and a half.
Well, the other thing I want to bring up, and I'm hailing you from Philadelphia, which, by the way, was the original capital of our nation before it was moved to that reclaimed swampland known as D.C. And I consider anybody want to go there and live there and mix with those folks, I consider them creatures of the Black Lagoon. That's how I look at them, Vince. And on that note, I want to let you know that Friday's show was fantastic. I can't wait to hear more from Mr.
That's
Nichols.
Tomorrow.
And
that's tomorrow.
And,
I just got off the phone with Larry Nichols. He's going to be on with us every Tuesday.
And I would hope to think that you're having deeper conversations, some of which, maybe many of which, you can't have over the air, about the inner politics of not only Arkansas, but also the neighboring state, Missouri, because there's some dirty pool going on there, too. And on that note, I'd like to let you know that I did call Congressman Long's three offices to encourage him to look into Dr. Cesar's issue.
Right.
And
they're going to be on tomorrow.
Others. Yeah.
So tomorrow.
I would hope that others out there listening who are from that area, because I'm originally from that area and I still have family there, and I would appreciate that you guys call Billy Long's office and stir him up, and let's see what he did. And I want to ask you, Vince, did he respond to the dollar heights, and if so, to what degree, and did he respond to that issue with the dollar heights before?
I will check with the dollar heights tonight. I will see them at the meetup tonight. I'll ask them if Congressman Long has come to their assistance, and I'll let you know.
Now, the
Mark,
other
I've
thing
got
is,
yes, very quickly.
Okay. The other thing is, Billy Long, Congressman Long, was a small businessman at one point, and surely he would be looking out for the best interests of small business persons, including farmers, including the small mom and pop businesses. If we lose the small mom and pops, we are done. If we lose the small farmers, we're done, Vincent, and you know that. So anyway, I appreciate it. I'll listen in. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Silent Night, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome. Silent Night?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. We only have like 1 minute. Go quickly, please.
Okay. On the flag, there's a law that's called Four Corners Rule. And if something is in four corners, and then everything inside that, if it doesn't have a signature, it is no longer valid on a contract. The American flag, if it's got a square around it, say the gold fringe, it is no longer an American flag. The American flag has been lifted out of it, and it now becomes a Roman ensign.
There you go. And when I sign my name, class, I put a box around my name, just for that reason. Silent Night, are you going to be there tonight at the meetup?
I don't think I can. I might having trouble finding transportation. We'll see.
Okay. Very good. Silent Night, thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Silent Night, the author of The Underground Railroad, returns to disappear. And tomorrow night, James River Assembly of God in Missouri, just south of Springfield, 6:30 to 8:30. Stormin' Norman Cantwell is going to be teaching you how to do the unthinkable. Yeah. 2 hours, $10. Our family attends. Captain John Reagan, any final last-minute thoughts?
There's not enough time. I'll work my best on getting the special report out for next week.
You know, Captain John Reagan, time really is just going faster and faster and faster with us on the air. I think 3 hours is what we need. Maybe somebody will find an extra hour for us. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much. I see you all at the meetup tonight. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.